talking about keeping shoppers in that kind of cradle-to-cradle lifecycle, re-engaging those leads, what's the one key takeaway dealers should have after watching this video?
I think that it goes back to your process, 100%. You know, it's why do pro athletes continue to play professional sports? Why does Tiger Woods keep winning championships and titles after titles and cups and green jackets? Because he does the same thing every day, right? He has a process. He has a mindset. So making sure that all our process, lost, sold, end of term, is adequate and the message is clear and it's delivering what we're trying to accomplish.
Love it. Daniel.
Staying with relationship, you know, leverage your performance manager. If any of this sounds new, these are best practices that all of our performance managers, who are all experts in their field, can bring to the table as a business partner for our dealers. So use those.
Love it. All right, Kevin, let's wrap it up.
All right, I'm sorry. This is going to be a wrap up, but I got three things.
I love it.
Number one is time. Like I said before, managers, take the time out of your day away from selling cars and work on your business. Take 45 minutes, an hour, hour and a half, and dedicate it to do whatever the number one goal is. That's to bring customers back into that showroom. The second thing would be the three areas of improvement would be is making sure that your data is correct, that you can call that customer back that came in that didn't buy, monitoring your appointment performance for internet, phone, and walk-in customers, making sure that we do have appropriate appointments. And more importantly, if that number is down, what are we saying to the customer in that relationship term to bring them back to that showroom? And lastly, what are we doing for B-backs to get that B-back customer back to the showroom? Whose weight does that fall on, the sales team, or is the manager taking a leadership role in doing so? For example, I have a dealer group that they take an hour a day. Each manager takes 1 hour and calls all customers that came in that didn't buy. And they ask them five questions that were very important questions, giving the customer the opportunity to vent to them. I have another dealership that uses the CRM They use the CRM surveys. Yeah. And in there, they ask questions. So they can just finger type the problem, right? And vent it out because they won't say it to your face. But you're getting the raw customer answer to selling that car.
Yeah, I love it.
And the last and the final thing that most dealerships struggle with that I've seen across the country is coaching. Once you understand where you're at and what the problem is, who is that problem? Ladies and gentlemen that you're listening, the problem isn't the store, it's the user. Yeah. And if you are doing traditional one-on-ones, you're not elevating your store, you're hindering growth. That is a owner of a store, is a psychology major. And he says this one thing, and everybody use this if you want, but he says this to his customers, or his, I'm not so sorry, not his customers, his salespeople and BD agents. Hey, in 5 minutes, meet me in my office because I think I found a way to help you either set more appointments or sell more cars. And what salesperson would be like, nah, I don't want to sell more cars. Well, if your owner, GM, found a way to help you sell more cars, you're more into listening. Show them what they're doing right, and then show them the one thing that they can use improvement on, and that's either data collection, what they're saying, or overall sales performance. Maybe they'd help with negotiating, and how do they negotiate or talk and word track through there. So those are those three major things, is time, KPIs, and coaching.
Love it. All right, great stuff, gentlemen. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for watching the PM Roundtable series. Lots of great takeaways. And be sure to check out the other sessions. There's tons of great information that I guarantee will help you with your business in today's competitive environment. Thanks again.